You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Rates on commercial papers with short-term maturity have risen sharply in the past 2 months, as the Reserve Bank of India has tightened the leash on liquidity. CP rates with maturity of 2-3 months have surged nearly 40 basis points since August, hitting non-banking financial companies the most. High CP rates are not good news for companies, as it raises the cost of short-term funds for them. CP is a debt instrument issued by companies to meet their short-term financing requirements from the money market. As per the National Securities Depository Limited data, companies raised ₹91,764 crore through 381 CP issuances in July, while in September they raised ₹1.21 trillion in September, indicating a high supply of these papers. Over to industry, Chennai-based SaaS unicorn Zoho reported a year-on-year growth of 37% in the calendar year 2022. Sridhar Vembu, the founder and CEO of the company, said on Monday, Zoho is betting big on its communication and collaboration platform, Zoho Click. On Monday, the company launched Click Rooms, a smart conference room solution, and announced new updates to Zoho Click to add to its growing capabilities. Vembu said that while the global economy is heading for a slowdown, India provides confidence as a growing market. Currently, India ranks as the third largest market for Zoho after the US and EU. In some more industry news, delivery executives associated with Swiggy have called for a citywide indefinite strike in Mumbai, citing reduced payouts, diminished incentives, and an expansion of the delivery radius introduced by the platform in recent days as the primary reasons for their protest. According to the Rashtriya Karmachari Sena, which launched the strike on October 8, Swiggy has recently increased the delivery radius for delivery workers from 4 kilometers to 6 kilometers. They argue that this change significantly increases their workload and travel distances, with only Rs 20 being remitted for deliveries within the extended 6-kilometer radius. Swiggy, in response, cited operational limitations as the reason, following numerous complaints from users in the city about delivery delays. Meanwhile, State Bank of India is working out a risk matrix wherein some special credits will be given to borrowers who embark on green initiatives, Chairman Dinesh Khara said on Monday. SBI has been measuring the carbon footprint of its portfolio at the account level to mitigate climate risks and provide sustainable financing. Khara, at an event organized by FICCI, said, quote, at the bank level, we have started working out the risk matrix of our borrowers, wherein we give some special credits to those embarking on green initiatives, unquote. The chairman mentioned that there must be a system wherein initiatives to promote green finance can be collated at an organizational level. In some legal matters, the Supreme Court on Monday agreed to hear curative petitions filed by Vodafone India and Bharti Airtel, citing arithmetical errors in calculation of adjusted gross revenue dues by the Department of Telecommunications in an open court. Normally, the court hears review and curative petitions in the chambers of the judges concerned. The Apex Court has, however, not listed any specific date to hear the case. A curative petition can be filed before the Supreme Court after a review petition following a final order is dismissed. Later, on the prayer of the telcos, the Apex Court allowed them to pay the amount in equal installments spread over a 10-year period. On to banking, the market share of banks in the microfinance segment declined further to nearly 32% in April-June from 38.4% a year ago as non-bank lenders witnessed a sharp rise in disbursements, a report from Southern said on Monday. The market share of banks in this segment stood at 34.1% in the March quarter. This data comes at a time when various banks have been looking to enter the microfinance segment in a bid to increase margins. At the same time, the market share of microfinance-focused non-banking financial companies rose to 41.3% in the June quarter from 34.9% a year ago. The market share of non-profit institutions fell to 0.3% in the June quarter from 0.9% a year ago. Lastly, let's see which are the stocks you need to watch out today. These include Maruti Suzuki India, Adani Enterprises, Hero Motor Corp, and Tata Steel. Maruti Suzuki India, the country's largest car maker, has announced an ambitious capex of around Rs 1.25 lakh crore till FY2031. In addition to the regular capex it incurs for its existing plants at Gurgaon, Manesar, and Gujarat. On the other hand, according to reports, Pavan Munjal, chairman Hero Motor Corp, along with four other people, had been accused of availing tax credits on fake bills generated by his company. Hero Motor Corp has issued a clarification on the FIR filed by the Delhi police for allegedly falsifying accounts and availing tax credits on fake bills. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.